We are all very aware that one of the most common problems that our patients have is experiencing pain when we adjust their orthodontic appliances. We also know from research into the causes of pain that increasing levels of anxiety are often associated with an increased perception of pain. A new study was published in the Journal of Orthodontics that addressed the issue of trying to find out if there was a relationship between anxiety and orthodontic pain. The paper was called Chewing Gum versus Ibuprofen in the Management of Orthodontic Pain, a multicenter randomized controlled trial, The Effect of Anxiety. The lead author was Tony Ireland. This paper involved a further analysis of data that was collected in a previous study in which they looked at the effect of chewing gum on orthodontic pain. In this study, they'd showed that when an orthodontic patient used chewing gum, they took fewer analgesics to manage their pain. In this new paper, they looked at this additional data to measure the effect of anxiety on pain experience. In their study, they had enrolled 1,000 orthodontic patients and randomized them to receive either chewing gum or ibuprofen as a method of reducing their pain. In this part of the study, they gave the patients questionnaires that measured their pain and their level of anxiety, and these were completed at the Bond-Up appointment and the first archwire change. When they looked at their data, 70% of the patients returned the anxiety questionnaires at the first archwire change appointment, and their analysis showed that for the patients in the ibuprofen group, there was a 10 to 20% increase in the chances of them using ibuprofen for each point increase on the anxiety scale. They concluded, therefore, that there was a weak association between reported anxiety and pain. Interestingly, the patients who were the more anxious took more ibuprofen. I thought this was an interesting paper, which was based on a subset of data from a larger clinical trial. The trial had been carried out to a high standard and had provided us with useful results. I thought the findings from this part of their study were interesting, particularly that there was an association between anxiety and pain in the group that had taken ibuprofen. It was interesting also to see that they did not find this effect for the chewing gum group. Unfortunately, they didn't discuss this finding. Perhaps the chewing gum reduced the anxiety of the patients. We have to consider whether these results have implications for practice, and I think that they do. Perhaps we should encourage our patients to reduce gum to reduce their pain, but also perhaps we should consider providing more information to reduce the anxiety that our patients may feel about their appointments that could result in a reduction in their pain experience. This could be a simple intervention that is certainly worth trying.